The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.
And a happy new year to you, my friend. A happy new year. This is Dennis Prager. And a welcome to the program where we do talk about everything in life and another year and another chance to make a better self. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. And, you know, when I broadcast on national holidays, I say I want to make them meaningful. And, of course, there's no specific meaning to New Year's. It's not like July 4th. It's not like Memorial Day. It's not like Martin Luther King Day. It's not like any of the holidays that have something intrinsically meaningful to them. But there is a way to make New Year's incredibly meaningful, and I don't mean not by watching football game. That's fine, and just, as they say, vegging out. That's all fine. This is the day to just relax. Get ready for the new year and more work. So enjoy yourself today. There is absolutely no reason not to. I'm all for it. I intend to as well. But there is a chance to make this day in some ways the most meaningful of the holidays. And that's by making some resolutions. I am a big fan. They are knocked. They're always joked about. Everybody starts a new diet on New Year's, and they break it by January 11th or something to that effect. People just saying that it's not worth it, and I don't agree at all. So I want to work with you on the idea of New Year's resolutions, and welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. There's a lot in the news, obviously, but I want to devote the show to that issue. Of resolutions, they come in very, very different varieties. The concept of the New Year's resolution, and they can affect you, your character, your happiness, your health. Those are the three areas that I think there are resolutions about, and I think it's probably worth making a resolution in all three areas. And you can call in now, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776, and you can help people by saying, what have you ever made a New Year's resolution that you kept? Even if you kept it for 6 months, have you ever made one? And it would enable people listening to have a better life. When people have models about what to do, then you can have an idea of what you can do. So I remember 1 year that I told you that I was going to start that year with a video diary, that I would take a few seconds virtually every day of whatever happened. And I came close. And I made sure it was just a few seconds, and it is priceless. You see, people take videos of their kids' birthday parties, which, of course, is understandable. The problem with it is it's totally abnormal, a birthday party. It's not like anything else that the other 364 days of the year. So you have no sense. You have no sense when you watch it later of what was normal life like. And that is precious, just something normal, just having somebody to talk into it. Now, I admit that because I travel to lecture so much, I have more of a variety of subjects than most people do. So I admit that. But my point here is that it actually worked. I made this resolution. I more or less kept to it. I didn't, in ensuing years, taking along a video camera, small as they are today, was just simply tougher than I had anticipated. Not anticipated, than I wanted. You don't want to carry an object like that. It's easier for a woman because of a purse. But most men don't carry along a bag with them of anything. And while now you have digital cameras that can take a video as well and do a pretty good job. It's not going to be shown on television, but a good job to even watch on your TV. Yeah, that's a great resolution to take as an example. Then I'm going to talk to you about a whole host of possibilities. But let me begin with this notion that you shouldn't make any resolution. It's not worth it because people break them anyway. So what? One of the crusades, if I'm allowed to use the term, which has gone out of normal usage, which is unfortunate because I don't know of a good synonym, campaign, project, goal. A crusade is a holy march. I'm going to say holy war. That's even worse. Getting deeper trouble here. I have been on a crusade my whole life to have people never think in terms of all or nothing. That if I had to be guided by 10 principles, that would probably be one of the 10 that guides me. The notion of all or nothing. It so rarely matters. I certainly know I have campaigned against this strongly in religious life, where people have an all or nothing attitude on so many matters. I'll give you an example that would affect a lot of religious people in our society, tithing, which means giving 10% of your income to charity, which is a beautiful, obviously a beautiful idea. Now, if you don't give 10%, should you give nothing? Do you know anybody who would say to someone, well, look, you know, you consider yourself a religious person, but you don't give 10%, you only give 6%. So you might as well give nothing. Because you haven't fulfilled that particular commandment, or you name it, you name the area. There may be murder. You know, murder is all or nothing because either you did murder or you didn't murder. But by and large, in life, it is a constant a matter of degree. Not a matter of all or nothing. You name the area, and I mean it. You name the area, and I will show you how a little is better than none. And so a little of your living your resolution is better than not living your resolution at all. If, let's say, you say this year I am going to watch less television, which is a very fine idea for all of us. Well, for me, it would be almost, it borders the impossible. It borders the impossible. I don't know how I can watch less television. But for most people, that is a real possibility. And let's say you do it for a month. Well, then you will be able at least to reflect on how that month affected you. You will have a chance. That month will have been probably a better month. And by the way, I find it hard to imagine that if you watch less television for a month, that you will go back on February 1st to the amount of TV watching you did before. It's hard for me to imagine. Now, you have to give it a month. In any event, you know my belief. My belief is as well that it is better to fail at something than never to have engaged in it. Failure is not nearly the failure that never trying is. That's why I do believe, and I think that most people who have gone through this believe, that it is better to have married and divorced than never to have married. Ask people who have been, I don't mean a person who was married for a year. I mean, ask people who have had a marriage and children. Would you have preferred to have been single the whole time? Not a better marriage. Of course, everybody would prefer a better marriage. But would you have preferred never to have been married than to have been married and it ended? I mean, what is life not worth living because it didn't work out at the very end? It's such an odd way of viewing life. Unless it works out perfectly, then it is not worth embarking on. That's not my view. My view is you live life to the fullest. So I'm making the case here for resolutions, even if, in fact, you end up breaking them. 1-8-PRAGER-776. It's time to give a try about getting into the show. It's going to be easier than on a regular day. And I'd love to get your feedback on this overriding attitude. Better to make a resolution and fail than not to at all. We continue on the Dennis Prager Show. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager. Happy New Year to you. It can be a very meaningful day, New Year's, aside from rest and relaxation, which is worth it on its own. It can be if, in fact, you really do make some resolutions. They fall into three categories. That's my opening point. And that is health and general happiness, things that'll make you happier, and third, character. No order of importance here. All three are very important. Health, happiness, and character, HHC. Nothing like an initials, series of initials to help you. 1-8-PRAGER-776. My opening argument is do not let the fact that you may break it stop you. Better something than nothing. And let's get some models of resolutions taken. And Kathy, La Crescenta, California, Happy New Year to you.
Hi, Dennis. Happy New Year to you. It's such an honor to speak with you. I just thank you so much for the clarity you bring to my life. So
thank you.
I just
thank
appreciate
you.
Your program.
Wonderful.
Well, I wanted to call and say I managed to keep my resolution last year, and I was 49 years old then. I'm 50 now. I kind of anticipated that 50 might be a tough birthday for me. And I took a real hard look at my life and the way I was feeling physically and emotionally, spiritually as well. And I decided I would do something about my weight. I was not real heavy, but I felt like I had at least 20 pounds to get off. And I managed to take 22 pounds off.
In the course of how long?
Well, I did it very slowly.
That's what I wanted to hear, actually. I wanted to hear it almost took you a year.
Oh, yeah, it did, and it's still something that I'm working at.
Now, what did you do?
Well, I did something totally different. I went to see a nutritionist, and a Princeton-educated nutritionist who was, really credentialed and very smart, and I really looked at it from a standpoint of strength. I wanted to maintain my strength. I wanted to feel good. I wanted to not only look good, but I just wanted to feel powerful again, as strange as that might sound, and just take control of my life.
So what specifically did you do?
Well, if you want to talk about my diet and my nutrition, I did was I no longer had really large meals. It was more about portion control. I always had kind of an issue with my blood sugar levels, so I had like six small meals a day. I had snacks. I really watched my blood sugar. I was very concerned about, getting headaches and my energy level and that kind of thing. So I really looked at the nutritional content of food and what I was feeding. And so it really worked for me. And plus, I combined that with exercise. I started weight training again and walking.
With a trainer?
No, actually, I mean, I knew all of this.
How many days a week?
Well, to be honest, I maybe got into the gym 2 to 3. But
no, that's good. You see, the more moderate your change of life, the better it is for people to hear. People are afraid of getting in shape. It's totally understandable. They think they will deprive themselves of all fun foods. They think that they will have to work out a tremendous amount, and if that's very intimidating for 99% of people.
No, it doesn't have to be extreme. And in the past, it was really extreme. And for me, it was never about being extreme.
All right, one final question.
It was always about feeling good.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
How did your husband react?
Well, my husband, I have to say, he's an incredible man that never really made my weight an issue. But I think he admired me. I mean, more so than looking at my body, which I think looked better. He just admired my discipline. And I remember one night we're having dinner out at a restaurant, and I passed on dessert, and they said, "Oh, are you dieting?" And my husband just piped up and said, "No, she's just very reasonable." And I thought that was an excellent comment.
Well, you are a beacon for those who want to engage in losing weight. Happy New Year to you, Kathy. Thank you very much. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Folks, I want to really affect you today. I really do. I have emails from all the past years of New Year's shows where resolutions has been the subject, and people say, well, they finally took it seriously, they listened to it, and they did, and it was effective. There is a psychological impact. Of course, January 1st is intrinsically no different from August 23rd. Of course that's true. But it is different. There is a new date. One has a chance for, I hate to use cliches, a new beginning. And to date things from today, here's something that you can do. This would go into the framework of happiness. Start a diary. Incidentally, when I give these pieces of advice, it doesn't mean that I have followed them all. I'm talking to Dennis as much as I'm talking to any of you. The reason that I don't start a diary, haven't started one, is not because I don't see the intrinsic value of it, but it's because I always think, it's too late. I should have started when I was 20. But I've been saying that for so long, it's really absurd. And I know it is absurd, and I know the value of it. I mean, Alan has had one for his whole adult life, and he disciplines himself to essentially handwriting a page a day. That's it. How long does it take? And once you start, you won't want to stop. He has in there the day we first met. I met this big guy, Dennis Prager, and God, is he a jerk. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That was not what he wrote. In fact, if he wrote that, it would be very funny. But it is not what he wrote. But wouldn't that be something, the day you first met anyone who became important to your life, and you didn't even know that day how important that person would become, your first impressions? Or watch the way your child or children grows up or grow up, and to have that down there as the first word said, or even if the kid is older than that, you know, the first time the kid yelled at you. I mean, there's just any number of possibilities. But I do begin with something that if you adopt as an attitude in life generally, not just for resolutions, will change your life. A little is better than nothing. Something is better than nothing. And I gave a dramatic one that a lot of you don't agree with me on. Better to have been married and for a while and divorced than never to have been married. I believe that with every fiber in my body. Is it not better to have, let's say, driven a car for 15 years and then had a crash than never to have driven at all? We might as well not live, because every life ends in death. Well, I'm going to die anyway. Why bother living? I it's just an attitude I have never had, and it's enabled me to live life to the fullest that I can at any rate. 1-8-PRAGER-776 on this New Year show. I continue. This is Dennis Prager. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show, and a Happy New Year to you. Making the case here for you're making resolutions, even if you're going to go and break them at some point. It is just having the attitude, just adopting the attitude toward life that I'm talking to you about, It is better something than nothing in every area I can think of. Listen, we all die anyway. So you might as well say nothing is worth starting since everything will stop. I am not at all being melodramatic. Everything ends, at least in this world. I do believe in an afterlife, but that's not the subject of the hour or of the day. Talking about solely this life, if you argue that, well, you know, it's going to come to an end anyway, then you might as well not experience anything. So I believe that though anything might come to an end, it is still worth, if it's positive, it is still worth having embarked on it. And that certainly goes true for a New Year's resolution that you might end up breaking. And let's say you make three resolutions and you keep two or you keep one. It's still incredibly ahead. Incredibly. All right, let's go to San Antonio, Texas, and Daniel. Hello, Daniel. How old are you?
10 years old.
You're 10 years old. How are you, Daniel? Thank you for calling.
Good.
So what's your resolution?
To eat healthier. Not to bother my sister.
Not to what, your sister?
Not to bother my sister.
You bother your sister?
And to be kinder to my dog.
And how will you be kinder to your dog?
Like not to pick on her and throw her on the couch.
Uh-huh. How do you know your dog doesn't like being thrown on the couch?
Because she runs away from me.
Well, that's pretty clear indication, yeah. Well, those are very big resolutions. Let's go through them. You pick on your sister?
Sometimes.
How old is she?
12.
Does she pick on you?
Yes.
You think she'll make the same resolution?
Probably.
You've discussed it with her?
No.
So what makes you think she'll make a resolution not to pick on you?
Because I won't pick on her.
Oh, so usually you start?
Most of the time.
Well, that's very good thinking. What made you come up with the idea of making these resolutions?
For that we can be kinder to each other and not fight often.
That's wonderful. I am very proud of you. What made you call my show?
My mom made me.
Made you or encouraged you?
She encouraged me.
Well, that's a big difference because I don't want your mom to sound like she made you do it. And what was the third one? You'll eat healthier?
Yes.
Can you give me one example of something you won't or will eat?
More vegetables.
Do you eat any now?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
So will you just eat more of the ones you're eating, or you're going to eat new ones?
New ones.
Name two that you think you'll now start eating.
Yellow squash and bell peppers.
So you certainly have a precise view of what you'll be doing. Well, Daniel, I wish you good luck. It's a wonderful, those are three wonderful things. And let me tell you something, they all come back to benefit you. If you eat more vegetables, you'll be healthier, that you know. If you treat your sister better, she'll treat you better. And that you know, too. And if you treat your dog better, your dog won't run away from you. So you'll have more fun with your dog.
Yes.
Well, that's really big stuff. So happy New Year, Daniel, and thank you for calling.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Certainly sounded very happy about making those resolutions, didn't he? That's beautiful. You see, Daniel is exhibit A of what I am advocating here. Let's say he lapses, all right? In all three, he doesn't end up eating bell peppers and yellow squash, at least not long, and he treats his sister just a little better or better for a while, and the dog just a little better or better for a while. The fact is he now knows what's the right thing to do. So just making and thinking about resolutions is an advance. It makes you aware of the right things to do. Back in a moment, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager. Happy New Year to you, and I mean that. And averting news topics to talk to you about a very life-changing possibility, and that is making resolutions. And the life-changing philosophy that I want you to adopt, that even if you might break it, it is still worth endeavoring. Like the boy who just called, a 10-year-old, who now knows, thanks to the concept of resolutions, now knows that you can change your behavior. One of the greatest lessons a human being can learn, and the earlier you learn it, the better. The earlier, the better. You can change your behavior, and in fact need to. And his was with regard to vegetable eating, treating his sister better, and treating the dog better. I'm just thinking about the dog because, I don't know, I guess an animal doesn't like to be thrown onto a couch. Yeah, yeah. I mean, dogs are playful, but I think flying in the air is not fun. Cats are better at flying than dogs, and I don't advocate throwing cats either. I'm just going to get a bad name here. 1-8-PRAGER-776 in Savage, Minnesota. Susan. Hi, Susan. Happy New Year.
Oh, Dennis, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
So excited to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Dennis, you mentioned about writing a diary.
Yes.
And I started writing 14 years ago. Every day. And I don't call it a diary. I just write every morning.
Yeah, journal is a word people
mm-hmm.
use as often.
Because it's more my thoughts.
Well, you write every morning.
Yes.
That's so interesting.
The reason I write in the morning is because I'm more upbeat in the morning, and I tried writing at night and I wasn't quite as happy at night as I was in the morning.
That's a very good idea. You work out your own rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how much do you write? Is it a set amount?
No, it isn't. But two other points that go with it. 7 years ago, I started reading the Bible in its entirety throughout the year. So this year, I started on my eighth year, and I worked through the entire Bible. So I always do that first, and then I write, which I think really helps my writing, and it centers it.
I think that is beautiful.
But the
did you take that resolution on a New Year's?
Yes, I did.
There you go. There's the power, folks. I'm restating it. God bless you, Susan, and I mean that sincerely. It's almost painful to me to realize how much people can enrich their lives, and don't do that. The idea of reading through the Bible, for example. Like that, is so magnificent. It's so elevating. And remember, all these things take time, but we don't realize how anything done daily or near daily, as little as it is, it is unbelievable how it mounts up. And I'm not speaking as a master of this. I am not. So please understand, I need to hear this from you and from me as much as you do. All right, Susan, thank you so much. We go to Largo, Florida. Largo and Lois. Hi, Lois. Dennis Prager.
Hi.
Hi.
God bless you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
I guess I just wanted to mention that my husband died this last year, and after he died, it was a very fearful thing for a mom, because I'm a mom of two teenagers. And two teenage sons, nonetheless, and facing that was a very fearful thing for me. And I decided that I heard, I think it was a George Whitefield comment, where he said, until the day the Lord takes me home, I am invincible. Beyond that day, nothing can keep me here. So I just thought, why fear? And I've just adopted that. And this new year, this whole year, I'm just going to live that way. It's made life an adventure. It's given me some of the power and strength I need to get on when things have been pretty hairy after my husband's death with my sons and everything. And it's just been really a very powerful way to live.
I want you to say again, what specific philosophy has enabled you to go on after this tragedy?
Well, I think it was a quote by George Whitefield, and it said, something to the effect, this is my interpretation, until the day the Lord takes me home,
I am invincible.
Beyond that day, nothing can keep me here. So the first part of
the
first part, obviously.
So in other words, you have, and again, I hate these cliches, but you have empowered yourself.
Yeah. I needed to.
Boy, did you ever. God bless you. See, this is, you know what I always say, folks? That 99% of the heroes are not known, and 99% of those known are not heroes. This is such a good example. Susan, Lois, I am so, looking at the chart and I saw the name. Lois, I am so impressed with you. What a blow, 50 years old, to lose your husband. Everything is attitude, everything. That's why I devote an hour of my show each week to happiness. It's all attitude. The given facts of one's life do not determine, in the vast majority of instances, how happy you will be. You determine how happy you will be, not your circumstances. If you wish to. It's up to you, by the way. It's up to you whether you allow the outside world to dictate you or you dictate you. That is the choice that you have. This is why I'm pushing the concept of resolutions so strongly. 1-8-PRAGER-776. And, well, whoops. The whoops is the music. I was just about to call on one of you. And we continue from around the country getting the calls. Very important. How do you like the idea? I'm curious if any of you have any challenges or don't find clear my concept that having done something is always better than not having done it, even if it ends up a failure. 1-8-PRAGER-776 on this New Year's Day. You are listening to The Dennis Prager Show.
And a Happy New Year, everybody. This is Dennis Prager on New Year's Day, talking to you about the meaning of this day, how it could, in fact, become very meaningful. It could be a day just to relax, which is terrific. We need those days. But it is also, it also has within it the possibility of changing your life by saying it's a new beginning, and by golly, I am starting it. I really am. And that will be a diary. I'm doing it. I know if I start on January 1, I will feel a deep urge to continue. And by the way, remember my motto here. Even if you do it sporadically, your resolution, it's still better than nothing. So let's say I don't do it every day, and let's say I do it three times a week only, less than every other day. Won't I value this later? So there you go. All right, I have mine. I'm finally taking the plunge. Far too late. I wish I had done it earlier. I beg my kids to do that. Oh, I mean, you know, you probably couldn't. You want to have a really sobering notion for a moment? Can you name anything that you did can you name a year? Let's put it this way. Can you name a year in which you cannot recall anything you did? I'll bet I could find a year. What did I do in, 19 whatever? And I don't mean when I was, when I was pre-memory. I mean as an adult. It's a very eerie feeling, isn't it? And so I really, it's a way of making immemorial some of the events of your life. My motto here, it is a better a little than nothing, better to experience something than not to have experienced. And I even say that, and it's very controversial when I do with some of you. And that is better to have married for a while. I mean, 1 year I'm not talking about, but better to have had a marriage and divorce than never to have been married.
It is better to experience life than not to have experienced life. That's what I'm really saying to you. Don't be afraid of life, and don't be afraid of something ending. Make the resolutions. If they fail, they fail. So you'll do better next year. Or you'll do better on July 1st. You'll restart. I don't know. Whatever it might be. There are three areas of resolutions. They are, what did I say? HHC, happiness, health, character. See that? I remembered it because of the initials. It's another trick. Want to know initials that I remember from high school? The air types, or the whatever it is that surrounds the earth. ATSI, atmosphere, troposphere, stratosphere, ionosphere. You see, now I'm not kidding. That's the power of life. Life consists essentially of tricks. The more tricks, the better. So there you have one for you. What else do I remember? Oh, yeah. The oracles start with A, the chambers of the heart that send the blood away. I remember because they start with the A. So the ventricles receive and the oracles go away. That's the only way I would know any science anyway. All righty, everybody, and let's go to some of your calls on this really good issue. Now, we have James here, the man who goes to bed too late.
Yes, Dennis.
Now, I consider myself in this way a child. Do you know why I don't like to go to sleep? I feel that I'm missing out. Like I'm cheating myself of more fun. Is that your issue?
Kinda. I treasure the time I have late at night when the family's gone to bed, when the kids are tucked in. My wife goes to bed before me, and that's a different problem. I know you've talked about that before, too. That's between us. But I treasure the time I can putter around, I can tie up all the loose ends, because my days are so busy, so I stay up too late, and it's chronic. And as I said before, a medical doctor has told me, you know, you're hurting your health in the long run.
No, he's right. He's right. So you do have to. Well, what time does your wife go to bed?
She goes to bed. She's kind of an early morning person, so she goes to bed around 10.
Well, that would be impossible for you. What time do you go to bed now? 2?
Sometimes it's between 1 and 2. And then I have to get up and go to work the next day.
What time do you get up?
6:30.
Yeah, you really don't get enough. Does it affect your mood?
Yeah, I kind of have a kind of a buzzy feeling when I wake up the next morning.
Well, that's not good. Yeah, you really better. James, I want you to say the following.
I, James of San Antonio.
Hereby resolve.
Hereby resolve.
To Dennis Prager.
To Dennis Prager.
Before a national audience.
Before a national audience, everyone in the country.
Well, God willing, but not quite. Do not add words into this resolution.
Okay.
It nullifies the resolution.
To a national audience.
That's right. That I, As
of tonight.
Will get one more hour of sleep.
We'll get one more hour of sleep.
All right, I'm checking with you next year, James.
And, Dennis, here's how I'm going to do it. It's like a diary,
except
this is the equivalent that I've already said I'm going to do. I've got my paper ready. I'm going to keep track. I'm going to write the time down, and I'm going to make a little bar graph as I go, and I can watch it that way. And I'll
just
see
don't.
If I
all
can...
right. I don't care about that. Just don't make the bar graph at 1:30.
Okay.
That's all. All right, my friend. Thank you very much. This was a priceless call. Do I have fun with you folks or not? Or what? No, not or not. Or what? I love that saying in English. Do I have fun or what? The answer is what? The answer is fun. All righty. Keith in Los Angeles. Dennis Prager. Hello, Keith. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you as well. It's such an honor to speak to you.
Thank you.
And I have to say this before I go into my just... three quick points. I'm going to say this, that you...
So you mean a fourth quick point?
Well, yeah. Okay.
That guy's a cheater.
I just wanted to premise it by saying that you have encouraged me to make such a resolution as what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay, good. All right, what is it?
Well, first of all, you said it. I'm just paraphrasing, but you said every generation has to confront evil, and it's in a way.
That's right.
And so I believe that in my generation, well, I'm 50 years old, and I still believe that I am a part of the younger generation in this respect. I'm a teacher, so I teach a lot of young kids from as early as middle school to high school, and I work in private sector. But the point is, here's my point. I'm going to say that I need to make a better living for the first point.
Okay.
And the second point is I want to raise public awareness of the value of natural rights. I hear so many of the well, I don't want to go into all of that because I know you do that 24, you know, you do that in most of your program, but the point is that I hear so much talk of human rights, yet they don't base their human rights or premise them on the fact that they come from a higher source.
So all right. Now here's the thing, Keith.
Yes.
It's very serious. I say this very seriously. Generally speaking, one makes a choice in life. Does one want to do well or do good?
Mm-hmm.
Doing good is the better choice, but it is not always going to be the prosperous choice.
I understand, and I have already experienced that the entire year of 2006. That's why I made this resolution, because last year I considered my training for a greater year of prosperity. And you know, and when I call prosperity, I'm not talking necessarily in financial means. I'm talking about prosperity and happiness.
Right. All right. All I'm saying, though, this is worth everybody knowing. If you can combine doing good and doing well, you have hit the jackpot. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who does well, in other words, doing well is the way we speak of financial success. Now, that doesn't mean if you have financial success that you haven't done any good. No, not necessarily. But when I think of a person devoting one's life to ideals and to altruism, it doesn't bring great prosperity. It will pay your bills, but you're not usually going to get rich. Spreading the notion of natural rights as opposed to just human rights is profound, but it's not easy to make a living out of that. And that's all I wanted to say. But I still say people should opt for that which they are moved to do in life. And I wish you good luck. We'll be back in a moment on this New Year's Day, Dennis Prager. All righty, everybody, a happy New Year to you. Dennis Prager here. Making the day meaningful, I am urging you from the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my soul, from the core of my being, from the essence of my effervescence, to make New Year's resolutions. And they fall into three categories. It's worth making one of each. And they are happiness, health, character. One of each. Or two of one, and really giddy today. Or two of one and none of the other, or three and only one. And remember my motto, better to make them and break them than never to have made them. Better to have loved and lost than never to have loved. Better to have lived and died than never to have lived. Right? Isn't that the motto for all of us anyway? That's a way of thinking about it. 1-8-PRAGER-776, and in Vanning, California. Is that correct, Bruce? Vanning?
Yeah, that's it.
Where's Vanning?
Vanning is about 30 miles west of Palm Springs.
Ah, wonderful to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Dennis. How are you doing today?
Is it Vanning or Banning?
Banning with a B.
Oh yeah, I know Banning, of course, but she has it down as Vanning. All right, we'll proceed with the consequences later. Go ahead, Bruce of Banning.
Well, I have an idea for you, Dennis, to help you along with your journaling.
Yep.
You said that you're going to do this on the computer. If you go ahead and do you use Windows or Macintosh?
Unfortunately, I use Windows.
Well, you can...
I have Mac envy.
You can throw a program in the startup folder, for example, Microsoft Word or WordPad or whatever, and when you start your computer in the morning, it will launch that program for you, so therefore you'll have no excuse to just
What program do you suggest? Is there such a thing as a diary program?
No, I was just any word processor program.
Yeah, well, I would use my usual. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. But that's an interesting idea that it will throw it up in front of my face.
It will. It will just pop it up and open it up, and you'll have a blank slate to journal every day. Or you can even...
I'll put it on my desktop. That's what I'll do.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, so you'll put the... You can even use a file if you can plan to use a continuous file, for example.
Yeah, it would be a continuous file. I'm not going to do a new entry every day. Of course, you do it in one file.
Yeah, just so create your file and then just put a shortcut.
Have you done this? Do you do a diary on computer?
No, I don't.
See, I much rather handwrite it, but I'm too lazy.
Well, and that's why I'm helping you with this.
You are indeed. You are indeed. All right, Bruce of Banning, bless you, and a happy new year to you. I thank you. All righty, Susan in Anaheim, California. Hello, Susan. Dennis Prager, happy new year.
Happy new year to you, Dennis.
Thank you.
I have, as a result of an earlier call by the name of Susan and your show today, decided to go ahead and jump feet first and pledge to read the Bible every day. Read through the Bible in a year, and that works out to about 3 chapters per day. And I was a little bit hesitant just because I didn't want to fail.
Well, is 3 chapters a day heavy duty? That's the question. No, I think that's good. That's a good one. And that'll do the whole Bible?
Yep, that'll do the whole Bible in a year. And
wow.
That's doable. Yeah.
It is. I know Alan has done that, and it was a very exciting year. Now, there's sometimes there's a little heavy going.
Yep, yep.
But it's absolutely worth it. It's absolutely worth it. That's wonderful. Well, you let me know how that proceeds. Isn't that a great little project? Can you imagine? This is why I say, can you imagine how happy she will be after she has done it? You know my definition of the difference between happiness and fun. Fun is what you experience during an act. Happiness is what you experience afterwards. And so happiness lasts. Fun, by definition, ends. That doesn't mean you should never have fun. You should always have fun, but not pursue fun, pursue happiness. They did not write in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of fun. Imagine that. Hey, Tom, bring out the billiards. All righty, okay. Let's go to Lubbock, Texas, and Joe. Hello, Joe of Lubbock. Dennis Prager.
Hello. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
By the way, I keep a diary myself. I've been keeping it for the last 30 years, and it's been really helpful to help my memory.
How old are you?
I am 53 years old.
You started at 23.
Something like that,
you
yeah.
You lucky guy, you.
And it made a big difference because there's a lot of stuff you just can't remember if you don't
no
write
kidding.
It down.
No kidding. No kidding.
But anyway, the main reason I was calling is you talked about better to have loved and lost than to never loved again. Well, I've been married twice, and I tell people there was a time in my life before I knew any better that I thought that there was nothing worse than being single. And then I got married the first time, and I found out, yes, there was something worse than being single, and got divorced then. And I married my second wife back in 1993, and we stayed married for 11 years. And I tell people that the good thing about it is that if I hadn't gotten married to her, I would have just spent the last 12 years sitting alone in my apartment cleaning my guns and feeling depressed. But because I did, I feel like I did a lot more with my life than I would have otherwise.
Yeah, and I'll bet you got to clean your guns anyway, even while married.
Well, that's true. But I mean,
see?
That would have been the only thing I had to look forward to.
That's right. No, no, this is a very serious and important call.
Yeah. People don't appreciate what it means to get out there and do something, and maybe things didn't work out, but at least you were out there, where if you just sit in your apartment and get depressed, you don't have anything to feel good about.
Exactly. And what have you accomplished? That's the whole point. A marriage that ends in divorce is not a failure. on of your life. That marriage ultimately failed. Yes, that is true, but it is not a failure. It is, to be married is a massive advantage in growth. There is growth available, human growth, personal growth, altruistic growth, idealistic growth, spiritual growth, everything. You mature if you marry. It didn't work out. It didn't work out, but it is a treadmill staying single emotionally. It's a treadmill. It just blows my mind that people can't think of this way. Oh, well, you know, Joe, he was married, and, you know, it failed. So better that Joe Wright sat home and cleaned his guns, or whatever guys will do in being single. Clean out the singles bars. 1-8-PRAGER-776 is the number. You are listening to the Dennis Prager Show on this New Year's Day. Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. I consider this an important day. Nothing intrinsic happened like on July 4th. Nothing is celebrated like on Thanksgiving. That's true. But New Year's Day affords us the ability to start anew. It's completely psychological, but so what? Much of life is. And you can do immense good in your life by making some resolutions today. So take the time to think that through. I bring them into three categories: HHC, happiness, health, character. Something in each would be the ideal. And again, my overriding motto is better to have made them and dropped them or failed in completing them forever than to never have begun them. I've been making the case for never adopting the view all or nothing. All or nothing is almost always an excuse to do nothing. 1-8-PRAGER-776 is the number. 1-8-PRAGER-776. I haven't got to hear from my mother, who called in. Said I should call more often. My suspicion is if I called more often, and I think I do, but if I called more often, she'd still call that I call more often. Totally understandably. But in any event, that is a very big deal. You know how much I advocate in that the children be in touch with their parents when they become adults. So, so important. And I'm very disappointed when I hear that adult children are not, unless there is some reason that there was such a deep pathology on the parents' part. But even then, you could still send an email or a snail mail or something. But you can't act like you're dead. It's unbelievably selfish. Welcome to the show. This is the New Year's Day show, and it is about this power of making resolutions. Now, in the areas of happiness, health, character. Well, happiness, of course, I talk about a great deal of the year because I devote an entire hour to it on Fridays on my radio show. But I will tell you some overriding happiness thing that I would like you to get into right now, and that is, why don't you make a resolution to be happy, or better, to act it? Not to be. Forget to be. To act. I don't mean jumping up and down. How about this? To not act unhappy. To not let your bad mood or bad feelings dictate your behavior. That alone would affect the other two. It would affect your character, and it would affect your health. That alone. If you made a resolution to act, or even, I'm even making it simpler, not to act unhappy, not to allow your bad feelings, your unhappy feelings, your sad feelings, your moodiness to affect your behavior, and if you in fact enabled that to become real, that would not only affect your happiness, because actions affect our happiness more than our moods do, but not only... would that affect your happiness of the HHC, happiness, health, character goals, It would affect your character and affect your health. Because the happy are far healthier than the unhappy. And because acting happy makes you a kinder and better person. And because inflicting unhappiness on those around you is a character flaw. How's that, huh? So there you go. Make that a resolution this year. 1-8-PRAGER-776. And let's go to Bedford, Texas. Nancy, hello, Nancy. Dennis Prager, thank you for calling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dennis. It's a pleasure talking to you. In regards to your mother's call, I have a son and a daughter, and my daughter never calls me. If I don't call to keep track of the grandchildren and everything, I would never hear from that side of the family. And her oldest daughter...
When you do call, does she speak with you?
It depends. She sleeps erratically. She sleeps a lot in the daytime.
That's usually a sign of depression.
Probably. She's a very, very sad individual.
Yeah, yeah.
But now her oldest daughter, my oldest granddaughter, is 26.
Mm-hmm.
And now she calls me, but...
Well, that's wonderful.
And keeps track. So I have contact now coming.
Well, that's huge. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, I am too. And
your daughter is depressed, my dear Nancy.
She's always been. It's been very difficult making this child happy.
You can't. This is something that humans need to learn. It's very hard for those of us who are on the happier side of the equation to learn. It's a very, very sobering and very sad lesson. We cannot make others happy. We have the ability to make others miserable, but much more than we have the ability to make others happy. That's the way it works. You know who makes you happy? You. Well, I'm delighted that your granddaughter calls. It made the call much happier than it began. All righty, and 1-8-PRAGER-776, we go to Redondo Beach, California. George, hi, George. Happy New Year.
Dennis, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Dennis, it's so funny. I was patiently on the phone for about almost an hour, and I decided to get up and take care of bills and everything, and I put you on speakerphone.
Yeah.
So I could take care of my bills. And I was waiting, listening to all the callers, and I love that 10-year-old. That kid was killer.
Yeah.
Anyways, so when you called my name, I scrambled to get the phone, and instead of, you know, getting you off a speakerphone, I hung up on you, and I go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that.
Oh, after anyway, all of that waiting. You know what I thought you were going to say? Okay. You were waiting so long that you started to drink again. Because...
That is so funny. Oh, gosh, no. And this is so classic of how much better it is not to drink. I mean, I got up at 7 this morning, and I thought it was a work day. I started to get dressed, got my boots on, was ready. I'm in construction, and was ready to make my lunch and head to work. And I realized, oh, my gosh, it's New Year's Day. It's not a work day.
Oh, that's funny. You're a creature of habit, George.
I'm telling you.
So tell me about the drinking issue.
Oh, it's been horrible, Dennis. However, I am sober today 5 days. I know it's only 5 days, but it's 5 days better than none.
Wow. So you took a pre-New Year's resolution?
I did. I mean,
folks,
I
you see how powerful the New Year's can be? There you go.
Oh, yeah, I know. I went to a couple of AA meetings, and I stood up as a newcomer, and some people commented, boy, it must be tough, you know, trying to stay sober before New Year's as opposed to after New Year's.
That's a very good point, and you have.
And for me, it's, you know, it's a new page, and it's just another day. I mean, it's a...
Who is helping you, George? Do you have a sponsor?
Yes, I do. I have a great, great sponsor. I believe he's out of town because I haven't heard from him for a couple of days, but he's a great guy. He's a little bit younger than myself, excuse me, but he's sober 14 years, and we have so much in common. He's also divorced with some kids. Excuse me, but I'm a little nervous. But yes, and I've tried to get sober before in the past, but this year, I mean,
this time it just feels so different. I've ruined so much of my life, and all of your topics this morning really hit home, especially the health, happiness, and character, because they will be, all three of them will be totally affected with my resolution.
That's right. It's very, very rare that it only falls into one category.
Yes, yes. No, all three of them. I mean,
well, George, I want you to know, and I mean this, and you know I do, I wish I could give you a hug.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. All right. Whoops. What did you want to add there? What did you want to add there, George?
I'm sorry?
What did you want to add? I hung up on
it. Oh, just also the topic of better to try and fail than never to have tried
it all. Of course.
Especially, I mean, not...
But you know what? I want to tell you something. I'm optimistic.
Good, yes.
I'm optimistic for you, George. I just need you to know that. If that's of any help, I want it to be. Yeah, everybody has a battle, my friends. Everybody. Just know that. Life is a big, big challenge. But God, I love it. We continue. You see how powerful New Year's can be? In some ways, uniquely powerful of all the holidays. 1-8-PRAGER-776. This is the Dennis Prager Show on New Year's Day. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. And Happy New Year to you, talking to you about the power of making New Year's resolutions. And I've already made one here. And now I'm going to do what I have delayed doing for so many years, and I really regret it, as that is keeping a diary just of the events. I'll know my thoughts. I want to just have the what has happened, the stories of the day. It's too rich life. Everybody's daily life is rich, believe it or not. I think so anyway. I can't imagine anybody's daily life where, I guess, does anybody live a life where nothing happens? I don't think so. Maybe nothing positive. That's just a little dark there. All righty. On a subtopic here, San Antonio and Pat. Hello, Pat. Dennis Prager.
Hi, Dennis. Happy New Year.
Hi, thank you.
I enjoyed hearing your mom, and it brought back memories because when I would speak to my mother and talk to her endlessly, and she would tell everyone she hadn't heard from me because I didn't write a letter. She loved getting letters. So I was able to journal with the children and our day-to-day life by just simply writing to my mother, and she kept all those letters. So I thought it brought back some great memories about your mom saying once a week is not enough. You may find yourself calling her every day or writing every other day.
Well, that's not likely, but I think your point about that, it's never quite enough for a mom.
Uh-huh.
Is that your underlying point as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I think. Well, you know what? I have in my book, my favorite of my four books, Think a Second Time, 44 of my essays. There's an essay there on men and women and how they have different insatiabilities. For men, it's sex, and for women, it's emotional commitment. And we each have to control our insatiable nature. And so that would be a good example. Dads don't expect quite as many calls as moms do, to say the least, as an example. 1-8-PRAGER-776, and we go to, Bridgman, Michigan, and Candace. Hi, Candace. Dennis Prager.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. It's a wonderful thing to talk with you. I have to let you know you make my day most days. I agree with you on so many things, it's almost eerie. My husband gets tired of hearing me talk about it.
Well, it's good to know somebody does. Thank you.
Well, right. I'm calling because one of our resolutions is we were due to take a very special trip in honor of our 45th wedding anniversary, and several weeks after arranging for that and paying for it, et cetera, my husband was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor.
Oh.
Very serious, very surprising. He's a very bright attorney and was continuing to practice law, et cetera, and it all was a terrible shock. But it has proven to be an incredible blessing. The people that have come into our lives and the care that he has had, he's had brain surgery and is undergoing treatments, and he has the most positive, sweet spirit, which really helps me. And we have determined that we will be grateful throughout this journey, and that is our New Year's resolution throughout all of this, is because it is with a grateful heart. It's funny, it's almost hard for us to feel negative because there is so much friends and care and the home, everything that we have. We just focus on those things, and you are so right. It makes a total difference in your life.
Wow. I'm so rooting for you and your husband, as you well know. And I know that that trip actually was hopefully to be a cruise with me one day, and I really expect to see the two of you on a listener cruise with me. It would be an honor to meet you both. Yep. The inspiring power of people's dispositions. Here's a couple where the husband has a malignant brain tumor and speaking this way, and there are people who don't have one-tenth that amount of a challenge and who walk through life as if it's in a big oppressive state. Okay, and to more. Oh, here's a good. It's a disagreement. Laverne, California. Bob. Hi, Bob. Dennis Prager.
Hey, Dennis. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Dennis, my challenge to you is, what about the cost of failure on some of these things? I've got some friends who have gone into business and ended up, leaving a job, going into a business, and it goes south, and they end up with nothing but debt, and they're out looking for work, and they're trying to improve themselves, and they lose it in that way.
Well, so therefore, what, they should not have tried? Tell me what your point is.
Well, the point is they're back looking for work, and they're ending up with a second on their house and trying to pay off debt and rebuild, and the business just don't go.
Right, but therefore, tell me what should they not? They should not have tried that. I'm not following.
Well, it's just there are big and small consequences. In this situation, they're ending up with a lot of debt, having.
Well, all right, but first of all, it's not necessarily related to the idea of making a resolution. It's to the idea of trying. Now, if they put all their money in what any rational person could have seen would be a more than likely losing proposition, then that was a mistake.
Yeah, I guess what I see is just, you have to kind of factor in the risks of this, and how much of yourself, how much of your money, how much...
Yes, I agree with that, but did I say anything that would lead you to think otherwise?
No, it just, I guess your statement was that resolutions are always good, and I just...
Well, resolutions are always good if the resolution is good.
I see, okay.
I'm saying resolutions are good even if they fail. I mean, yep. If you want to stop smoking and you stop for a month, it's better than not trying. It's if you want to lose weight and you lose some weight and not a lot of weight, it's better than not have tried. That's what I'm saying. But if you resolve to put all your money into an electronic toilet company, then of course it's a bad idea. But that's not a resolution. That's a business endeavor, and that's not quite the same thing. All right, I thank you for calling, Bob. And we do have one that differs, that resolutions do nothing but point out your failures. That's an interesting take, Cindy. We'll take that call. I want to give you more suggestions on each of them, on the health, happiness, character, HHC. Remember that. Even thinking this through will be better for you. What can I do to better my life in those three arenas? Or ask friends or ask your spouse, assuming that your spouse is your friend, which is exactly the way it ought to be. Back in a moment. Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show on New Year's Day. I try to invest the national holidays, except President's Day, which is meaningless, with meaning. And even New Year's, I believe, in fact, the more I think of it, it can have the most meaning if you make resolutions on this day. And it's very important. I divide them into three categories, HHC, happiness, health, character, and try to do something in each. And you will have a much better year and a much better life, and so will everybody around you. Also, they all affect the others. A health one will affect happiness. Oh, I don't know about character. It might. That I'm not going to overstate that case. Character will affect happiness. Happiness will affect health and character. It's part of the reason I so emphasize happiness. 1-8-PRAGER-776, a challenge from Cindy in Stephenville, Texas. Hi.
Hello, Dennis. I appreciate your program. I wanted to preface my viewpoint of not making resolutions with the fact that I find it very hard to be happy, not in my own life, but when I think about things like indoor fur, things that are even happening in my own city to animals and children. I don't know how any thinking person can really be happy without just going, oh, well, I won't think about that. I'm just so overwhelmed with grief every day sometimes when I think about what's going on in the world.
In my book, and I haven't mentioned it once, and I rarely do, but in my book on happiness, Happiness is a Serious Problem, I actually have a chapter.
I have your book, and I read that chapter.
Well, yes. So let me say it for the others. I do, in fact, have a chapter on how can you be happy with all the horrors that go on in the world. You are, by the way, one of the handful who relates directly to that. I once asked an audience at a talk on happiness, for how many people was that a real obstacle? And very few raised their hands. Most people, the bad news of the world, unless it affected them absolutely directly, like Pearl Harbor did, presumably, they're not really affected in their happiness. I relate to you and you relate to me on that one. And I wrote a number of answers there, and without repeating them, I can only tell you that I actually believe, number one, that if we do get miserable, we give the bad another victory.
That's true, but at the same time, I think, well, maybe by being miserable over the misery of the world, at least you're paying it some respect instead of just trying
yes.
to wipe it out of your mind.
Well, that's correct. I agree with you. The trick is to try to keep it in your mind and still be happy. And the way I do that is by fighting it to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
Then I am at some peace with my conscience, and I can then also enjoy life.
Yeah, so, I do what I can.
Well, all right. That's the best answer, Cindy, because otherwise no human could be happy. How could a doctor be happy? An oncologist treats cancer patients. Well, a pediatric oncologist treats children with cancer. How can he or she be happy?
But
they have the ability. They must be able to come back from the work and click off.
Well, what do you do about when you feel guilty when you are truly happy for a day and you haven't had any of these thoughts?
Well, then you need a psychiatrist.
Okay, I'm on Zoloft. Maybe I need to go get some therapy.
Are you married?
Yes, but I don't take this into my husband's life.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Yeah, so if I have a ball, I go cry in the bathtub.
You are a special woman. Thank you. You are on both accounts. Nana, you can feel guilty over that because it's like that the joke about, you know, when kids were kids and told, oh, you better finish all your food. There were kids starving. When I was a kid, it was China. Then, I don't know, it was India. I don't know, maybe today it's Burkina Faso. Of course, I never thought to ask my mother what effect it has on the starving kid in China if I don't finish my asparagus. Does he get it? Do we ship it to China? Guilt has a place, but it has to be guilt over something you did or didn't do, not over the existence of something. But a little of it is fine. She's a good woman, but you have to be happier. As I said, you give the bad guys another victory. Something I hate doing. 1-8-PRAGER-776 on this New Year's Day, the Dennis Prager Show.
Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.